Hello, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I'm not your co-host.
Okay.
No, I'm not addressing you. I'm addressing the listener. Uh-huh. I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not your co-host, Caitlin
and
Best.
And I'm
Caitlin Best's co-host, Matthew Olson. I am not your
and
co-host,
I'm
listener.
not your co-host.
Are you addressing me or a listener?
I don't know. Take it however you want.
I feel so confused.
What do you think?
I think we host a Wikipedia racing podcast called Can You Get to That together.
Mm-hmm.
And people listen to it on their phones, on their computers, mm-hmm. potentially tablets. I don't know why they would.
Yeah, those are the devices that you can do it on.
Conch shells.
Through a car stereo, if you plug it in.
Yeah.
A potato battery? Yeah, potato battery. Can on a string.
It doesn't sound very good there.
Sound quality, it leaves something to be desired, yeah.
Across all those platforms, you and I are co-hosts.
But yes.
We do not co-host with listeners.
Well, I suppose not.
But we get suggestions from them.
We do get suggestions from them. And today, or some time ago, I don't know when it happened.
A while ago.
We got a suggestion from our friend Alejandro.
Yes.
And the suggestion was list of fictional snakes. And I really like that suggestion, so thank you. Matt's hissing into the microphone. But not because of the snakes. He just wants to give you ASMR.
Yeah.
Snake ASMR. I only know about one fictional snake. And that's your boy, Nagini.
Oh.
From the Harry Potter universe.
Well, let me tell you about a fictional snake.
Please do.
Snake from the Garden of Eden.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Do you see my...
That's very clever because you don't believe that it's real.
Do you see underneath my name tag that I have that it says... I've put on a little laminated... extra badge that says atheist.
It says hashtag skeptic. It's a Jesus fish, but it has little feet.
It says hashtag the whole word written out skeptic on a Jesus fish with feet.
That whole thing hashtag what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a guy who works at a store nearby my apartment who has appended to his name tag just a little laminated piece of paper that says atheist.
Oh, Jesus fucking and, Christ. What store is it?
I don't want to
You don't want to put him on blast?
It does not reflect the views of that store overall, I would think. I think this is...
What type of store is it?
A convenience store.
Okay.
Yeah. You can guess.
I can guess which convenience... Oh, I know. You've told me that, I think.
I think I've told you this story before.
Well, I mean, they still got beer there.
Yeah.
Still got ice cream.
But you ask that guy, hey, was what went down the garden even real? He'd probably like, nah.
He would say, I would venture that he would even say the Garden of Eden isn't real, which is like, whoo.
Whoa.
That guy is on some truth. Some truth shit, you know?
Some high on truth.
Like, only reality for this boy.
Yeah.
Shit, you know I said ice cream and you know what made me remember?
What?
Is that my favorite seasonal Burgerville shake is the... fucking chocolate hazelnut one.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And it was their special very recently. And I looked on their Facebook page and the fucking special ended March 2nd. And I didn't get even one of those goddamn things.
Oh no.
And I was like,
but you know what they have right now?
I don't know.
I think they have the rosemary fries right
now. Yeah, which is good. But like, oh, that chocolate hazelnut shake. Have you ever had that thing?
I don't know. If
it's
I
so good.
It's like a Nutella
it's
shake.
It's a Nutella shake. And it's got like, you know, you just have these, as a human being, you just have these primal appetites for, like, sugar and fat.
And knowledge.
And...
the apple.
You're right. Forbidden fruits.
To snakes.
I'm just...
But you're really hyped on
I'm
this milkshake.
I'm just saying that milkshake is so good. And it satisfies... I feel like it satisfies all of those primal hungers, like, at once. And there's not many foods that do that.
Okay.
And then you drink it and you just like want to die because you feel so bad in your tummy.
Your tummy just feels so not good. Hit random article.
All right, let's go. Luke Radford is an English cricketer active in 2011, only in 2011. He played for Leicestershire? Is that how you say that?
Leicestershire, I think.
Leicestershire.
Nah,
I think it's Leicestershire. Anyway, he appeared in one...
Leicestershire or Leicestershire? I think that L-E-I.
I think it's Leicestershire.
All right.
Just say it as like as lazy as you possibly can.
Okay. Like, give me a moment. Yeah. Let's slash over and... Leicestershire.
There you go. That's how Brits say it. He appeared in one first-class match only. He scored no runs and took 2 wickets.
With a best performance of 2 for 47.
I don't know what that part means, though.
That's the entire article.
We were talking the other day about how I want to see a study, actually, of what percentage of Wikipedia articles are just professional athletes or amateur athletes.
Well, I mean...
Because it's like a lot of Wikipedia.
Here's the thing. At a certain point, after we've been doing this show for long enough...
Yeah.
We can just take the first article we land on in the random articles. It's like a sampling of all of Wikipedia.
Right.
Get a close
estimate. And like a bunch of times it's been athletes.
I would say probably like 50% of the show, if I had
to
guess.
And not just athletes, but like cricket and rugby players.
Yeah.
Or like players of sports that are played in the Commonwealth. You know?
Yeah. Maybe there are like underrepresented sports. Like sports where... For whatever reason, the sport enthusiast community for that sport doesn't care about updating Wikipedia articles. But, like, rugby and cricket, hell
what do
yeah.
What do we think? Like, golf maybe is like that?
No.
You don't think so?
I bet golf is, like, pretty extensive.
I'm just trying to think of, like, a real... Well, okay, curling, but how many...
Are you about to
famous
curling?
How many famous curlers are there?
How many famous rugby players are there?
Like a bunch.
That's okay. You can't be like, oh, I don't think this sport has any famous players, and then you're like, oh, but this one definitely has a bunch based on what, Caitlin? What?
I can't name any rugby players.
Exactly. Where should we click to? No.
I was hoping right arm was a link.
No.
But it links to something called seam bowling, which I don't know what that is.
Let's not stay in cricket land.
Yeah, so we go back to jolly old England. That's the yes. Leicester County. Okay. Yeah. Worcester? Worcester?
Worcester. What's it called? What's the sauce called?
Worcestershire sauce. So it's Worcester.
Is this a thing that we both struggle with?
The pronunciation's right here.
Yeah.
It's Worcester.
Worcester.
What the fuck? There's more letters than that. There's a lot more letters. Okay.
All right. We can't get hung up on this because it'll make us look dumb the longer we get hung up on it.
They have a cathedral in Worcester.
Worcester.
I hear.
Now pretend you're from Boston. Ooh. Worcester.
Also, they have the glove industry gets its own section. And it says one of the flourishing industries of Worcester was glove making.
That's fucked. That's fucked. That's a whole, it's like got two paragraphs. It's got more. This glove industry thing for Worcester has a longer article than that actual man did.
I don't know. Luke, what's his
Luke
name?
Radford.
Luke Radford.
Caitlin, do you remember the episode of SpongeBob where
they tore the
glove factory?
No. But I remember the episode of The Simpsons where they tour the box factory.
Okay, well, we just watched that one. So that's not fair.
Okay, but I'm telling you, I remember that. That's a factory.
Which would you rather tour? A glove factory or a box factory?
Glove factory.
Do you feel like you already know the ins and outs of making boxes?
I feel like they showed I haven't seen the SpongeBob episode, and I have seen the Simpsons episode.
They don't show you. They don't actually show you the inside of the glove factory. Ooh. SpongeBob and Patrick go to the glove factory, and then SpongeBob gets stuck at a bus stop at the very bottom of the ocean. And it's spooky.
Right, because, I mean, he lives at the bottom of the ocean.
But, like, the very bottom.
Like, more at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
There's a bigger, there's a more bottomy part. Than Bikini Bottom.
Got it.
Yeah. If you think about it, on a human being,
there's more down
the bottom
there,
of
actually.
The bikini is not
it's not the
bottom
of
the
person.
Yeah,
makes sense. Yeah,
unless you're wearing a full body
holy shit
bathing suit.
I thought of this because you said glove. Our one of our friends that is a chemist was saying the most horrifying things this morning at brunch about hydrofluoric acid.
Oh, yeah.
You remember how hydrofluoric acid is in that episode of Breaking Bad?
It's in like
the first or second episode. Yeah. And the thing about it is that it doesn't dissolve plastic, but it will dissolve you. Uh-huh. And apparently what it does, if you get it on you, if you're working with it and you get it on you, it doesn't, it's, I don't understand this, but it's not a strong acid.
Uh-huh.
And so it doesn't necessarily hurt right away, but it can still absorb into your skin and go into your body and dissolve your bones. And you won't even know that it's absorbed in there until your bones are dissolving.
And this is brunch talk?
Well, we had finished brunch.
For one thing, I was invited to that brunch and I did not go because I was in a bad
Because you knew
morning.
That we were going to talk about bones dissolving.
I would
just
have
had a feeling.
Maybe I did, because I know that my mood would not have been lifted if I like had a tasty fun friend brunch. This is great. And then I'd go right back in the pits thinking about bone dissolving, and I'm kind of on the verge of it now. I don't know if...
Sorry.
It's all right.
I had to unload my burden.
You had to unload... You can't bear that alone.
I can't bear that alone.
It's like the ring from the movie The Ring.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah. That's like the pop culture
which
reference.
Which ring? The One Ring?
No. Oh, okay. No.
Got it.
Ringu in Japanese.
Ringu, yes. Yeah. All right, what are we doing here?
Isn't that how the tape in the ring worked, though, for real, though? Is that you couldn't technically bear the burden yourself. You had to show it to someone else.
Well, I mean, you'll die if you try to bear the burden yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's not sharing. That's
passing it on.
It's an evil version of paying it forward.
Yes.
It's like you're Haley Joel Osment, but instead...
paying it backward.
No.
It's like...
it's still a forward
stealing
version.
It forward. It's like...
shoving it forward. Punting it forward.
Punting it forward. Yeah.
Saddling it forward.
We'll have to work on that. Yeah. Okay, here's sport. We don't...
We just
already know all about that.
We just want to get to...
snakes.
Snakes. Well, we want to get to...
I think that we can get to our girl.
Our girl, JK.
JK. Like, pretty easily, right?
We've done this once before,
right? We've done this. We did this as the pilot. Remember when we got to our girl JK as like a test run?
Oh,
like
yeah,
over a year ago.
That wasn't even. I don't think that one went online.
No. That was pre KRRC. The composer Edward Elgar is from Worcester. I just read. Kit Harington, actor.
Okay.
From Worcester.
Nice. He's cool.
He's a guy.
I hear he doesn't know a lot. That's a quote from The Grudge.
That's a quote from The Grudge, yeah. I hear he doesn't know a lot. That's his one line.
Yeah.
He didn't have a big part, but it was an important role for him.
Now I'm thinking about what if your favorite fantasy properties were more scary and then your favorite horror movies were more fantastical? Like, what if instead of, like... a scary shit your pants story.
Yeah.
The Ring was like sort of an epic. Like basically the tenants are still there.
What if The Ring was more like Lord of the Rings and the Lord of the Rings was more like The Ring?
Yes.
Okay.
Like what if Lord of the Rings was more the spooky Death Riders,
right?
And like terrifying creatures stalking little defenseless hobbits in the night.
Yeah.
And Ringu was more like a lot of obscure fucking lore.
People
and
talking
like,
in constructed languages.
Yeah. Like how did the girl get in the well? How did the tape come to be? There's a whole part in a forest where a strange man gets them lost.
I mean, they would be different movies, I guess.
They would be different movies, but I'm just saying, like, I could then get into those horror properties.
The horror movies?
Yeah. And I wouldn't much miss not being able to enjoy Lord of the Rings anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never...
You think you would not be able to enjoy Lord of the Rings after that change?
Definitely not.
What's your favorite part of Lord of the Rings?
Probably when they're eaten.
Which part were they eaten?
All the parts.
Just all the parts.
That bread that they've been...
That bread.
That they're packing
that
to...
That bread kind of bums me out, though. That lambus bread? Because, listen, one of my favorite things to do in this world is eat. Uh-huh. And the thought of just having one little bite of this fucking lambus bread, and it's probably dry. You know that shit's dry. It's like hardtack, that stuff.
Oh.
You take one little bite of it and you're full and you don't get to eat anymore. Fuck that.
That's like...
Fuck that. I'm staying here in Rivendell. You take the ring to Mordor. I'm staying in Rivendell.
So you're just like... I want to chew more, hence magic bread.
I
want to
taste. I want to taste the good things in my mouth more.
You would pack like a camelback of hazelnut chocolate milkshake to Mount Doom. Yes.
It's a good. It's high calorie, you know. It's yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what's wrong with what you're saying. I think that's a pretty good choice.
Yeah, Gollum probably wouldn't want anything to do with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gollum proof.
So, okay. Our girl, though...
How are we going to get to our
JK
girl?
Is not on this page.
So, before when we got to JK, did we just go to England?
I'm pretty sure we just went to England.
And she's just in there, right? Because we can do that.
She's just in there.
We can do that real easy.
Yeah.
Should I do this?
Yeah.
England? Okay.
England.
God, what is this? The fifth time we've been to this page?
Yeah, that's why we had that, like, 7 or 8% of listeners.
Right.
They're getting all those shout-outs.
Right.
Hey,
we have a listener now, or a guy that added that was on our Facebook page that neither of us know, like, at all.
And that guy presumably is listening to this and being like,
"What's up, guy?
I must be that guy."
Hey, guy.
That they're talking about.
I forget his name.
I think it's because you're getting web famous.
I'm so famous. I have so many people following me. Like, I can't even keep track of who they are anymore.
Okay, well, you can
just
try to be humble.
Just a matter of days until the blue check mark, I think. I told you that I'm...
Who's going to be the first among, like, our tighter-knit circle friends? We know tangentially some people who already have blue check marks.
I don't know anyone, like, first degree.
Yeah. Like...
But
who do you think among us is going to be the first?
I don't really feel like speculating on this, but I do... Did I mention on this show how many degrees removed I am from the rock now?
You're...
I talk about that already. Less.
No, you haven't mentioned it on the show.
It's like, at most, 4.
Yeah. That's...
So...
I mean, that's really sick.
Yeah.
I want to... I wonder if I'm also 4.
What are your links?
Well, I've talked to a lot of semi-famous people.
I've talked to a lot of famous people.
What, like,
at cons?
At Comic-Con, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just assuming one of them has to be... I have to be at least 5.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't know where to start.
Like, which famous person to start on?
Yeah.
Who are the celebs that you have met?
Have I told my Will Wheaton story on this podcast before?
I don't know who Will Wheaton is, so no.
That's great that you don't. You
is he,
are
should
lucky.
I know?
No.
Okay,
because
good.
He's not a good person.
Oh, okay, good. Good, 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 good.
I'm going to come out staunchly as
anti-Wheaton.
Anti-Wheaton. You can put this on my fucking permanent record, internet, and I don't really care.
Who is he?
Will Wheaton played Wesley Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation. He was the teenage boy.
Oh, yeah,
character.
That little snot teen.
Yeah. Years after the fact, he reemerged into the... Imagine air quotes here, public eye.
Right. So he started going to cons to
kind
do autographs.
As like a nerd celeb.
Right.
Not
right.
Like, not like, oh, all he does is go to cons. Like, he wanted to become like a nerd ombudsman. Which, when you think about
like a G4 host or something.
Just think about the kind of position you have to hold and like sort of views you have to reflect in order to be that for like You need to appeal to the mass of, like, bespectacled...
To the people that hold nerd as an identity.
White dudes who hold nerd as an identity and, like...
And, like, know. A marginalized identity.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Also, he's been on the Big Bang Theory recently. So, you know it's... He's
was was it like a stuff. Is that like a fan service thing where the fans were just fucking clamoring for Will Wheaton?
So
you've talked to this guy.
Yeah, well, so I'm at this convention one time, and I'm sitting in a circle with a bunch of people from an online forum that I was a member of.
Right.
And then it was like, I think the only other person of note who sat down at the circle with us was like the business person of the body that ran that online
forum. Which you're like very studiously not saying.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
It's a story for another time. A long story. Anyway, so that dude's there. And then up walks someone who's definitely not important. And definitely carries himself like he thinks
like
his
he is important
should be like
yeah
a fucking mind-blowing thing for us.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if this dude had come up and just like sat down and didn't have this air of like I'm now the center of attention.
Right. But he came
because you can do that at a convention. It's actually like a person who's like responsible for like a really cool comic or something can just enter in a normal conversation.
Just be rubbing elbows with him. You just walk on the floor and there's Robert Downey Jr.
That's probably not gonna happen much.
I was walking the floor at Comic-Con and you saw
Robert Downey Jr.?
No, but I did see the winner of America's Next Top Model season 1.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, so it sits down in our little circle and after like 5 minutes is kind of visibly upset that we're not like giving him more attention and then like announces his departure. Doesn't just like get up and leave, but just like announces that he's going.
Yeah.
And like, we just like, I remember sharing looks with people being like, did that really just fucking happen?
Did
like,
you know who he was?
Yeah, I knew who he was.
Okay.
I didn't give a fuck.
I wouldn't have.
He was
an
annoying Star
Trek
actor.
I would have had no idea who he was.
Yeah. And, don't bother. Don't bother learning more.
Okay. Yeah, I won't. That's
one of those words.
All right, there was something I was going to say, and I forgot what it was. It's okay.
We're going to click on J.K. Rowling, because we're on the page for England, and she's right there.
She's right there. Top of the page. First thing on the page is Harry Potter, and then it's...
You know, you know who's, by and large, most of the time, a good nerd?
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who's...
She's got some titles. Order of the British Empire. Fellow of the Royal Society of Literature.
Damn.
What up?
I forgot about her fake pen name.
Her fake pen? They're both fake pen names.
J.K. Rowling is like adapted from her actual name.
Yeah.
But Robert Galbraith, I forgot about
that's
entirely.
That's a different name.
Mm-hmm. It's like
it is a real pen name, though.
Her pen name, which is a by definition a fake name. There.
Yes.
So long as I'm talking about fucking shit tier celebs and things that people don't remember.
I know what I was going to say. Continue, though. I know what you're going to say.
Do you remember when Garth Brooks had a fake persona that was like an emo guitarist?
No, I only know about this from podcasts, like from hearing about it. I was not aware of this when it was happening.
You were not?
No.
It was a televised event.
Okay. On what channel? Was it on VH1? Because if not, didn't see it.
No, it was like Chris Gaines. Chris Gaines was the fake identity. And I want to say that there was I think it was on NBC.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen that. I only watched on Fox... The Simpsons and King of the Hill back to back, and then VH1 and MTV.
That was all you watched in the
90s? I did watch America. Oh, in the 90s, this was.
Ah, yeah.
Did you say that to begin with, and I just missed it?
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay, no, I watched like. I watched mostly Disney and Nickelodeon in the 90s.
God, I just...
What are you doing? Did you pull up Wikipedia on your phone?
I'm looking at pictures of his Chris Gaines persona.
Okay, we can't describe those on the show.
Yeah, we can. Imagine an emo boy with...
I'm going to let you... I'm not going to look at it. You describe it to me.
All right. Imagine, like, a too-old emo boy with just, like, it's not a soul patch so much as it is... like a soul smudge.
More, so it's less than a soul patch?
Less than a soul patch. It's just a smudge of hair under his lip.
So it's like stubble.
No. Like
it's like four long hairs.
Is that what smudge conjures to you?
No, but smudge conjures like a little patch of stubble that's like hard to see.
No. Like imagine like it was like painted on, like you just like kind of.
So it's
your...
fake. It's a fake soul patch.
It's
a fake soul patch.
You tell me now, looking at it, if you think that's real.
No, that's a soul patch.
That's not a soul
but
patch.
But wait, let me see this. What? God, that's Garth Brooks, really?
I think they photoshopped.
This doesn't look like Garth. Yeah, his cheekbones don't look like that. They're very high and pointy. Let me say for the listeners.
I mean, you can tweak that with just makeup. You can
not from the side like this.
Well, that might be where they did Photoshop.
Yeah,
or maybe they just painted half of his cheek, like.
Or maybe maybe he got plastic surgery for this.
He did not. I'm pretty confident in that.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I would say he looks brooding, and just not at all like Garth Brooks.
Now, what if I told you?
Yeah.
That Garth Brooks was secretly J.K. Rowling. What if it was several layers deep?
If she's just like a skin costume that he wears.
No, I see like the other way around.
He like unzips her. No, wait. So Garth Brooks is a costume.
Yes. Because then the cheekbones things make sense, because they weren't real cheekbones to begin with. It's a costume on a costume.
I don't know what to say about that. I have nothing to say. I told you about when I was at the soccer camp for kids.
And there was a
And Abby Wambach was there.
Oh.
And it was an Abby Wambach soccer camp, yeah. So that wasn't surprising. But then also there was J.K. Rowling in her Garth Brooks costume.
Wait, what?
That was a joke. I'm sorry.
It didn't make any sense.
Garth Brooks was actually there. He just showed up because this motherfucker was playing two nights at the Rose Garden.
You haven't fucking told me about this soccer camp Garth Brooks story.
It was just this one day thing that I like took a couple kids to at the after school program.
Uh-huh.
And Abby Wambach soccer camp. And then Garth Brooks motherfucker just shows up there because I guess he owns the company that does these kids like professional athlete kids camps. And he was just doing two nights in Portland, rolled up.
But now, I want you...
And none of the kids had any fucking clue who he was.
Of course not. But also, here's the thing. If you'd only been plugged in...
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, when the Chris Gaines thing was happening, you could have rolled up and been like, hey, how's Chris Gaines doing?
Hey, Chris.
No, ask him. Because you got to play it up like the way he played it up. Like,
which is that he's a different person. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He'd be like, hey,
I didn't.
How's Chris Gaines
doing? For the record, I didn't get the opportunity to speak to him.
Oh.
But what I was going to tell you.
You should have shouted it.
What I found out today is that my brother, at some point when he was living in Portland, which is when I was at college, the motherfucker went to see a Spank Rock show, right? And I'm wondering if this was like right after when Spank Rock played at our college.
Okay. And Garth Brooks was there?
No. The motherfucker went to a Spank Rock show and he and his friend like found Spank Rock after the concert and were talking to him and asked if he wanted to like go to some club. And Spank Rock was like, okay. And then Kesha was there. And they hung out with Kesha.
You just found this out from your brother?
I just fucking found that out. I was like, why didn't you call me?
Why didn't you lead with this story today when you came here to talk to me?
Because I got distracted by the acid and the snakes. But I was just like, what?
When you put it like that, it sounds very reasonable.
You were with Kesha and you didn't tell me?
Yeah, so that means you're now 1 degree away from Kesha.
God damn it, you're right.
But you want to be... Right up.
I
want to
be
shoulders.
0 degrees from Kesha.
Yeah.
I
want
to be
you
Biffles.
Want that skin to skin contact. No, I shouldn't have said it that
too
way.
Far. Okay, we're gonna go to Harry Potter. Right?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
What's
your you have a favorite line from a Harry Potter film or book?
You're a wizard, Harry. Of course it's that one.
My favorite line, I have two favorite lines. My first favorite line is Harry from the sixth movie. I think the sixth movie. No, it's the fifth movie, Order of the Phoenix. He's talking to Sirius and he's like Sirius, like, what's wrong with me? Why does my life suck? And he says, I'm just so angry all the time. That like really resonates with me.
It spoke to me deeply. What's your other one?
And my other one, I don't know if this is funny, but I find it funny. It's in the, I think the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Okay.
Where Ron is talking to Hermione and they've just won like a wizard battle or something. And they, I think they're like setting up their little encampment for the night.
Yeah.
And and Ron turns to Hermione and he's like, he says something to the effect of like, hey, like you do this thing. And then he sums up by saying, you're the best with spells, which in the wizard world is just like saying, yeah, you're the only one who's like
good,
competent at literally anything.
Yeah.
It's not like you're the best at like transfiguration or like
yeah,
potions or whatever. You're objectively the best at everything.
Yeah. With the exception maybe of potions.
Which, I mean, of the three, she definitely is the best.
She's still the best at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which just, it just strikes me as such a like weird, like poorly written line. It's just
Are you criticizing our girl?
No, she didn't. Our girl didn't write that. That was the scriptwriter of the movie.
Oh, you're saying that's still a movie line.
Yeah, that's a movie line.
Yeah. That wasn't clear to me.
Anyway, I find that really amusing for some reason.
You're best at spells.
You're the best at spells.
Or maybe he's just like trying to be like really, like, really nice, but like struggling.
Like, yeah, as he often does.
Yeah, he's an awkward boy.
He's an awkward boy.
Boy, though, I know it's like the thing for our generation, like
Harry Potter
of things. It's like pretty up there.
It's the thing.
I don't have too much like strong.
You don't have strong Harry Potter feelings?
Strong Harry Potter feelings, strong Harry Potter associations. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it just fine.
I also like it, yeah.
You know what my favorite line might be?
What?
Wink, wink, Harry. Wink, wink.
Is that from Wizard
Maybe
People, dear
it's
reader?
From Soft Castle McCormick.
Wait, what's the context for that?
That's when the broom comes.
Okay.
It's right before the cribbage match in Wizard People.
The cribbage match?
Wizard People, dear reader, is something...
It's so good.
It's something that I fully predict. If I, like, live to age 90, I might still feel compelled to put that on my, like, holographic viewing device and then, like, plug in an old fucking, like... Just like an old iPod that's got the actual commentary track over and be like, sure.
and you're like,
it's like the story of the book, but wrong and in a funny voice.
Yeah, and your grandkids are not going to get it.
They're going to be like,
whatever, grandpa.
We're going to go be actual wizards with the aid of technology.
We're going to go play cribbage in the sky.
We're going to go ride our fucking smart broomsticks around.
Smart brooms.
Yeah.
The future. I would buy a thing called a smart broom though. If it flew. If it like really flew.
What if it just helped do choice?
Oh fuck no. I don't want any of that.
Well, that's what you're likely.
I'm pretty opposed to like the Internet of Things, like writ large.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Internet of Things like enabled me to fly through the sky, I would be totally into it.
What are your feelings on the impending ever presence of
the singularity?
A virtual reality specifically.
I don't know. I probably will be super into it. But
as a fan of the Matrix.
As a fan of the Matrix, I approve. No, I mean, I probably like will get into it and it'll be really engrossing.
As an aspiring cyberpunk.
But
Caitlin gives this a thumbs up.
But I'll feel really bad about myself.
Yeah.
Is
there any way to consume without feeling really bad about yourself now?
No, but I'm not talking about like the ethics.
Take it from me.
I'm not talking about the ethics of consumption.
Okay.
Or like, you know, alienation or anything like that. I'm just talking about the fact, like how easy it's going to be to spend hours and hours and hours inside the virtual world.
Yeah.
Like it's already so easy to do that and it's going to be, you know.
Play any further in your Fallout game?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm on to The Last of Us now. I'm kind of switched over.
Yeah.
I did my trademark K-Best thing that I always do, where I got like 80% of the way through the main story Fallout 4.
Oh, please don't do that with Last of Us. Please see it through to the end. Oh my God.
I'm going to finish both of them. I'm going to finish both games.
Yeah, like 4 years from now, if you're like...
One day.
Damn it.
I probably will play right through The Last of Us.
Okay.
I really like... I so prefer sneaking around human enemies in that game.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I know that they're digital, but, like, those guys just give me the fucking heebie-jeebies. Those zombie people.
Yeah. The mushroom
people. Yeah, I don't like them.
I'm the best!
I just had the first encounter with stalkers.
I really hoped that was going to get a laugh out of you.
Sorry.
My toad.
I just computed now and that was good.
Now you get the joke.
It was a good joke and you did a good toad voice. Good job.
Thank you for acknowledging me after I begged for approval.
I don't like, God, it's really good. It's good how the game, you know, you get into this pattern where you'd start doing these encounters and if you fuck it up, you know, like, well, this one usually stays over here and this one's over here. And then suddenly it's like, oh, there's enemies that can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And like, I hate that. But also like, that's really smart of them that they did that. I was impressed. Yeah.
Design. I beat that game on like pretty hard mode.
the hardest mode.
No. On pretty hard mode, which is
I talked to Will Wheaton at a con.
No, I ignored Will Wheaton at a con. That's my nerd fucking cred.
Yeah, but mushroom people, though. I'm going to click on...
What's the...
Horcruxes? Sorry, continue. Finish your thoughts.
You're smart as shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should click on Horcruxes.
Okay.
But
finish your thought.
One final point. How acquainted are you with Star Trek?
Oh, not very.
Okay.
I used to watch it now and again, I would say. Mostly the Next Generation, not so much the original series.
I think anybody who's like seen some Star Trek would be like, oh, if it's one of the people who played a captain on one of the Star Trek shows, they'd be like, oh, cool. Like, I might like be excited to talk to that person.
Yeah.
What's the lowest in fiction rank of Star Trek character that you would want to talk to?
That I would be excited to talk to?
To the actor of.
Are you asking for a rank or for like specific characters? Because I don't think I can give you just rank. I don't think I can do that.
You can start with specific characters and then we can extract.
I would be probably.
Because Will Wheaton played an annoying teenage boy who had a shitty little
And it's
like,
why
do I care? You don't even have any pips on your collar.
Obviously, I would be stoked to talk to like any of the captains, right?
Uh-huh. Janeway.
Fucking
Picard.
Janeway?
Yeah.
Yes. Sick. Yes.
Yeah.
I would also be stoked to talk to the counselor from The Next Generation.
Troy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
a couple years ago, I would have said George Takei. But now it's like,
whatever. Now he's just a Facebook content farm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, because like, there's a dude.
I have to say, I don't know the universe well enough to know like what the Starfleet ranks
there's
are.
There's people who crossed over between the Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, including Miles. Miles was like the transporter guy. Kept that running smooth.
Does Deep Space Nine like same time as
Next Generation? They're like contemporaneous.
Uh-huh.
Just one's
that's the
on
word
a
I was,
space station.
That's the exact word I was looking for. Good job.
One's on a space station and one's on a spaceship.
Right.
Yeah. But he was like kind of the middling rank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he's in charge of the teleporters, which is a big deal
because.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to fuck that up,
because
then people are just dead. They're not just dead; they're like atomized,
like little
dead.
Bits and pieces.
They're like
all
little
over the,
bits and
all
pieces.
Over the place.
Yeah. But like, again, like only like mid-level engineer. But I would be excited to talk to him. Basically, I don't want to talk to any fucking kids.
Right.
Like, if you were just a kid,
I don't ever want to talk to a child actor.
Or if you were like
at the time that they're a child
in a monster suit. Like, you're nothing. You're nothing to me. Why did they give you a booth at this con?
I hate kids.
Hey, it's me. I hate kids. I'm Matt.
Is that me?
That's you. That's you as an older man who has just been screamed at by his grandkids because they're trying to get him to put on.
Remember when we went on the whole
future SpongeBob instead of the Wizard People, Dear Reader.
Remember when we got on a whole kick of inviting ourselves from alternate timelines in the show?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Well, we skipped into a timeline.
Where
we don't do that so much.
Fuck.
Okay, so I'm frustrated right now because I'm scrolling through this page and I've seen the word Nagini 2 times and neither of them was a link. And so I'm trying to find the first occurrence of the word Nagini. And for the record, the page is not, it's a section. Horcrux is a section on the page. Magical objects in Harry Potter.
Fuck. We might just have
to. So it's possible that somebody fucked up and didn't link it from this page.
We might have to click through to like.
To just like something else.
Voldemort.
Yeah.
But
I'm still hopeful.
I mean.
Just trying to.
Nagini wouldn't be a magical object.
Right. True.
What the fuck is the sneakoscope? I don't remember that shit.
It's the thing that it makes noises when
there's just bad
shit.
There's
a bad person or a bad thing.
That's a terrible name. I just have to say.
Well,
the sneakoscope.
You come up with a better name for it.
The Shady Whisperer.
I don't think it whispers, though. I think it actually is like the opposite of whispering.
Uh-huh. Well, then it's also bad in function, because if it's to alert you and only you to the presence of bad stuff, you don't want it to also work in the reverse where it tells the bad stuff where you are.
Right. Okay.
Did anyone test the fucking sneakoscope before we put this shit out to Magic Market?
No.
We got basically hot prototypes out on Diagon Alley.
Does it seem like the Weasleys, Fred and George, invented like a lot of things? Because they're like teens, right? And they drop out of school to become joke stuff salesmen. And it seems like they invent like a lot of really dope shit for their joke store.
I mean, they're like. They're like the Silicon Valley.
They're like the Silicon Valley. They're like the startup of the wizard world. Yeah. Oh, don't put it that way.
Sorry. I ruined it for you.
Young Zuckerberg. That
young Zuck.
That George. Okay. So
yeah. No Nagini link. So maybe we just gotta go with Voldemort.
Go with our boy. There she is, Nagini.
Okay, but he's not our boy. Let's just say that.
It's a girl snake.
No. I'm saying Voldemort.
Oh.
He's not our boy.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't want to claim him as our boy.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not one of those revisionists that ships Hermione and Lucius Malfoy. Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, Hermione and Voldemort?
I thought you were going to say that.
Like, probably. Pretty much any conceivable, like any two characters.
Yeah.
You could ship them.
Ron and the Gryffindor painting lady.
Oh my god, yeah, the fat lady, she gets down.
Yeah,
she's down to clown.
But it's just people licking canvas.
It's like, do you remember this one Blink-182 video where
do I remember this one Blink-182 video? The answer is no.
God damn it, nobody at brunch remember this shit. Somebody is in jail. This character is in jail, and there's like the glass, and like this woman comes to visit him in jail.
Oh, and
they
start
doing stuff through the glass.
No, I do actually remember that. I didn't associate with Blink-182.
That's what it's like with the fat lady.
Okay. God. Dislike. Erase. Dislike. Please.
Okay, so now we need to find a link for Voldemort.
Yeah. Shouldn't be too hard, I would think.
I shouldn't think. Lord Voldemort, there he is.
There he is.
Click.
Click. Voldemort redirects here. For the software project, see Voldemort, distributed data store.
Oh my god.
Why would you brand
I wouldn't do that.
He who cannot be named redirects here.
I wouldn't put my data in there.
You know who, and he who must not be named redirect here.
For the member of the Dwarves, see Dwarves, band?
Yeah, but it's a band where one of the members calls themselves Voldemort.
I figured, yeah.
Wait, didn't we? Is it possible that that's that for Boar's band is what that guy at the bar yesterday was wearing a hoodie
oh,
for?
Oh, probably, yeah.
We saw a guy wearing a hoodie at Club 21.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that, not just dwarves, the creature.
His hoodie said dwarves across the top, and then the design was a skull and crossbones, only instead of like femur bones,
it was penises. It was gross.
It was gross.
And I looked, I was sitting in the corner, like sort of facing the bar, and you guys were like talking, and I was sort of just zoning out.
You were kind of zoned out.
I was kind of zonked out, and I looked at that sweatshirt for like 5 minutes, and suddenly I was like,
magic eye picture where suddenly, suddenly bones the became pattern wieners. Appears. All right. So.
Okay, so we're trying to find
the snake. The
snake. Do you think it's in his little info box? Pets.
Just pets. I'm not sure. Oh man, those effects from the first movie God, have not bad. Aged
it looks,
well.
It looks like a chalk drawing.
Yeah.
Doesn't this look like a drawing on a sidewalk?
Yeah.
Where they're like really, really selling the illusion of depth.
Yeah.
But then, but because like, you know it's concrete, it's being sold. But like because it's in a movie, you're like, it's not nah, being this doesn't it's work not well. Working.
There's gotta be a link here.
Basilisk.
But this is dangerous, right? Because
no, we can't click basilisk because that's not on the list of fictional snakes. That basilisk, it doesn't have a name or anything, does it?
I think it's
the basilisk.
Yeah, boy, the basilisk.
Yeah, boy. Okay, so it's gotta be in the.
Oh, I see it.
Where? Okay, Nagini.
There we go. Okay. Now we have to just hope that this...
that this links...
Oh, shit. Does Nagini not...
God, there's... This is...
Oh, no.
This isn't gonna work.
This took us to magical creatures in Harry God Potter subsection it. Nagini. Oh, my fuck.
And snake isn't a link.
Oh.
After we get done with this, I'm bookmarking this page, and I'm gonna go back and make snake link to list of magical... or list of fictional snakes. I'm going to make a list called List of Magical Snakes.
I don't know. Like, I feel like we have to obey the fucking Prime Directive Star Trek mission here, Caitlin. We are here to observe Wikipedia, not to interfere.
After the podcast ends, I do what I want.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn, Caitlin. Busting out
back at it again with the Wikipedia editing. That's me.
Just permanently dating this shit. Just busting out memes, and now no one can listen to this a year from now. Without remembering how the whole world went crazy about a boy's tennis shoes.
Oh, this is interesting. I feel like, okay. So it says here, Nagini, Voldemort snake, is introduced in the Goblet of Fire. Her name is the female version of the Naga. Is that another fictional snake?
Possibly.
Do you want to
look? I think we're already kind of far down the hole.
Yeah, we're at 48 minutes here.
But okay. Also, in terms of link numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
This is just the word for snake in Sanskrit.
Oh
very great snake. Oh, maybe we can do this. Maybe we can do this though.
Just hit the link for snake.
In popular culture.
Okay. Let's try.
All right. Go.
Snake.
So many snakes.
Snakes
are cool. I like snakes.
I don't have a real problem with snakes.
I don't have a problem with snakes.
I don't find the net scary.
No, me neither. Like, except the poisonous ones.
Yeah, well, yeah. Obviously.
I don't like those so much. I mean, they're fine. I just don't want them around me.
Yeah. Then again, like, I encounter, like, an unexpected snake far less than I would, say, an unexpected spider.
Right.
You know.
But I don't mind spiders
or boogeyman. I'm fucking lousy with boogeymen in my
life. Just jumping out from corners and closets.
Yeah. And they get me every goddamn time.
There's that one alcove at work. Every time you walk by it, you forget the boogeyman's in there.
Got me again.
Oh, he got me again.
Oh.
What did boogeymen do? Like, why are they scary?
Are you telling me that just the idea of a thing that hides under your bed while you sleep isn't scary?
But what does he do?
That's not enough? That's not enough to be terrifying?
I mean, honestly, like, it's spooky. The concept of that, I wouldn't want that. But if I knew that there was a harmless, mm-hmm. a harmless creature hiding under my bed, like, I could learn to live with that.
You don't know that? And do you want to look under there to find out if it's harmless or not?
I mean, I...
Huh?
I just,
huh?
I want to know... I would want to know.
I'm trying to instill proper, healthy fear of the boogeyman in you right now, because apparently working. You didn't get it.
Yeah,
at
my
a young
parents
age.
Never did that. Okay, so
what the fuck is? Hold on,
we're
I know
here
we
in this
don't...
section called symbolism. Here's the Gorgon Medusa.
Yeah, I just oh boy, I always feel bad about calling out things that are pictures
that
on
are
pages,
visual,
but if you're playing along at home, there's a political cartoon featuring. A little baby Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt as the
and
infant
fighting,
Hercules.
Right, the infant Hercules, and he's fighting two snakes, and the snakes are
the Standard Oil Company. Man, political cartoons used to be real deep with their references.
Yes. Like, it doesn't say Standard Oil anywhere on this picture.
You're just supposed
like,
to know
who are these
those
bros?
Old men are the Standard Oil men.
Dang.
Yeah. Used to be they wouldn't just literally label everything in a political cartoon with what it's supposed to represent.
Right.
Yeah. God.
Okay.
Do you ever, like, have you ever laughed at a political cartoon in, like, a modern political cartoon?
Probably. When I was young, I cut out from the paper and put on my wall a cartoon. I must have been like 11 when I did this shit. It was Air Force One, right? Mm-hmm. From the outside.
Yeah.
And there's just a little speech bubble, and it's presumably George W. Bush, and he's saying, "Are we in Europe yet?"
In Europe.
And he's just, the joke is he's mispronouncing Europe real bad. So I guess I laughed at that one.
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah, snakes, popular culture, snake symbolism. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't
see also... Oh my god, if the snake from the Garden of Eden was actually on that fictional snake page, that would really help us right now.
Yeah, but it was a real snake. And I'm sorry for what I said earlier. List of snakes. Oh.
Just list of snakes?
Maybe it would be linked off of list of snakes.
Okay, we can try it. Okay. All right, list of snakes. This is a list of snake species.
Oh, shit. There's not like
see,
a, did you mean?
See also.
List of snakes by common name.
God.
List of snakes of Trinidad and Tobago.
We're getting colder.
Hunter, you gave us a real fucking humdinger, didn't you? Oh boy.
There's got to be at least one of those snake articles, one of the fictional snakes is got to be like so and so is a snake, and then snake is a link to that page.
List of fictional snakes. Yeah, I mean, but like I don't remember. I also peeked at that list of fictional snakes.
Yeah, we peeked.
I don't know any of the other ones or if they'd be easy to get to.
I mean, I don't know how to get to any of them. I wasn't saying that.
Deep in a fucking hole.
I wasn't saying that.
God.
Golly. Well.
Fictional animals?
I mean.
Zootopia in theaters now. New Disney movie for the whole family.
Damn. What happens if I clicked. When it says redirected from list of snakes, what happens if I click.
We come back to this page.
Does it? It just redirects me right back.
Oh, no. Weird. No, it doesn't.
There's a special there's a redirect page.
There's a like it just this is like the bus stop of Wikipedia. This is like the Lonely SpongeBob bus stop of Wikipedia.
I was gonna
just tells you to go straight to the page it will redirect to.
Right. Yeah.
Damn. Damn, Dan.
Why does this page exist even?
I don't know. Code.
In case someone types into their web browser. Like
oh yeah, well types in
directly
look,
types
look,
in.
It says it has URL parameters.
List of snakes
and redirect
equals no, and that's the way they normally navigate Wikipedia.
Yeah, I never want to be redirected.
Don't fucking put words in my mouth, Wikipedia.
Yeah, damn.
I want
what you have on list of snakes, and then Wikipedia is like, I don't got that. I got list of snake genera.
I got nothing for you.
Damn. All right.
Well, do you want to just go to the list and we can peruse the list? Just
click around it.
Yeah.
Reckless abandon.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no. Oh, you're saying do I want to just give up?
Do I? Yeah, because we're out of time.
Oh, well, we're.
I mean, unless
out
you
have
an idea.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
What's your idea?
I don't have an idea.
Okay. Let's... Fuck off. Okay.
We lose. You stumped us, Alejandro. Is that kind of the aspect
of this?
Oh my
god. Wait. Look at all the. So I typed in list of fictional, and it suggests list of fictional rodents, list of fictional American presidents, list of fictional ungulates, list of fictional extraterrestrials.
Wait.
Extraterrestrial. Whoa. Yeah. I fucked that up. Extraterrestrials.
Can we just hold on that for a second?
Yes.
Is that supposed to be any different from just the list of extraterrestrials? Let's go to a list of
I just want to see if there's a list of extraterrestrials.
And will it redirect to the list of fictional extraterrestrials?
Yeah. List of extraterrestrials.
Yeah, there is. There's also a list of extraterrestrials in Dragon Ball.
Okay, it's a little quick side journey here. Okay, list of alleged extraterrestrial beings.
Wow,
but is this the same?
Oh, they're alleged because these are the ones that people say exist. And the list of fictional extraterrestrials
are the ones that nobody is claiming are
like
real.
Like Mork and E.T.
Right. Oh my god. That's
fucking
so funny that's split into two.
Okay.
It makes sense, though. So.
Okay. Get us to the list of fictional snakes.
Okay.
And while we... before we peruse it...
Okay, but when, also, so there's so many...
List of we're not gonna
fictional.
Read a list
what
of
is
lists.
A damp? What is a dampier?
It's like a vampire, but not. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Let's get to the snake list. And I have a very important question for you that I'm trying to get up for last.
Okay.
When a listener,
yes,
gives us,
yes,
a topic,
and we don't get to it,
have
all the points go to the listener?
If we're keeping score, like. Have they won, or do we think that when we get a topic, the listener is kind of like cheering us on, like I hope they get to that?
I don't know. I would say it depends on the intent of the listener.
For future topic suggestions,
do you think that people are listening to our show just hoping that we fail?
That's what I'm asking, basically in a bigger picture sense, like that they don't want.
I don't
to
know.
See that.
Probably the people in England
they
are hoping that
they want to see our confidence shattered.
Yeah, I think that some of the. Yeah, as I said, I think our British listeners probably hope that.
Yeah, probably. All right.
All right, so let's like...
We could have gone fucking Ka from the Jungle Book. God damn
it. Yeah, I wasn't going to remember that, but we could have. But there, you know, that wasn't linked. There's no links to that shit. You ever read Redwall?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
Asmodeus Poison Teeth, though, is a pretty funny name for.
Oh, that's one snake.
For a snake.
It's from the OG Redwall.
Yeah.
A giant adder.
You know.
Your boy.
The prestigious Poison Teeth family.
Right.
Craig
Slithers. From the.
Oh,
the
Sanjay
movie
and
Sanjay and Craig.
No,
I've never heard of it.
It's a Nick show.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Master Viper.
Oh, Rattlesnake
from Kung Fu
Rattlesnake
Panda.
Jake. I saw Rango. About the chameleon.
We could have tried to go through Doctor Who. There was the Mara. Was giant psychic snake.
Dendro the Night Serpent is still my favorite. From the Dungeons and Dragons setting.
Hey, you know what's the
Forgotten
least,
Realms.
You know what's the least fucking creative video game snake name or possibly any
Rattly the Rattlesnake.
Yeah. Fuck
from
you,
Donkey Kong Country 2.
Fuck you.
And Diddy's Conquest. Oh, I get it.
That's all one game
actually.
Oh boy.
And Donkey Kong Land 2.
All right. Well, this has been Can You Get to That? We did not get to that. Thank you, Alejandro, for the topic suggestion this week. Everybody,
thank you. I hope you're happy.
You're happy. Everybody send in suggestions to Caitlin or I, and tell us if you actually are challenging us or
tell us the parameters,
a cool topic to
the parameters
attention.
Of your suggestion.
Maybe we could have a little contest.
What are they?
Stump the hosts.
What would they win? It's easy.
It's very easy.
What would the listener win?
I don't know. Maybe it's a mystery prize.
Mystery prize?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. I like those.
Anyway, my name is Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You can check out the other podcast I do. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks. TwinPeaksPeaks.simplecast.fm. I do it with Asher Brandt.
It's almost over.
Almost over. That's all I feel like plugging this week.
You can find me on Twitter at BestKBest. That's best as in the superlative and then K-A and then best as in the opposite of worst. And you can also tweet at the show at GetYouThat on Twitter, or you can visit our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And you can do all the social media things like liking, sharing, reviewing,
subscribing on iTunes. That'll help us out.
Retweeting, faving, you know.
Identity theft. That's a social thing.
All of the social things.
Yeah, you got anything else you want to plug of yours?
Not right now.
Well, not even a little blog?
What? Oh, my mug blog, yeah.
I think your mugblog.tumblr.com.
It's pretty fun. We have a lot of fun down at the mug blog.
Down at the old mug blog.
No winners and losers there. All winners.
Yeah. Unlike this show.
Unlike this show where we lose.
Are the losers.
Yeah, about half the time.
And the other half of the time, we start out on a fucking page for a sports person no one's ever heard of.
Well, I'm sure some people have heard of that guy that played in one cricket game.
Quick quiz, do you remember his name?
Luke Radler.
Close enough. Thanks for listening, everybody.